This is Nathan Axis for lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly U, presenting to you Ming Pao's editorial. Balance between freedom of press and individual privacy. Three television artists filed their complaints with the Office of the Privacy Commissioner after pictures of their home lives were stealthily taken and published by two magazines. The commissioner ruled that the magazine's unfair collection of the three artists' personal data constituted a breach of privacy regulations. In deciding whether the artists' privacy had been infringed, the privacy commissioner took into consideration the following three factors. Number one, in where they were when photographed, could the artists reasonably expect privacy? The commissioner found that with regard to the two cases in question, the artists' homes commanded open views, and so they could reasonably have high expectations of privacy. Number two, did the photographers keep the three artists under systematic surveillance so as to take their pictures? The commissioner found that the pictures were taken over a period of 4 days and at an out-of-the-way place. Moreover, the photographers made use of photographic equipment that included long-focus lenses and amplifiers. It was obviously their intention to take the artist's pictures without their knowledge, and the artist could not reasonably have expected this. Number three, the Privacy Commissioner believes that only matters of legitimate public concern can be said to involve the public interest, which must not be equated with public entertainment or curiosity. He therefore did not agree that the candid photographs of the three artists had anything to do with the public interest. The Privacy Commissioner's findings are on the whole very fair. One can see in them common sense, reason and justice. His ruling may well be regarded as setting a standard for the proper balance between freedom of the press and individual privacy, neither of which is an absolute right that transcends everything, and both of which have to be reasonably constrained. The ruling does not constitute a threat to a free press. The two magazines were found to have breached privacy regulations mainly because the photographers were snooping into the artist's normal and proper family lives. If an artist looking all prim and proper holds official positions related to family values and social ethics, but unbeknown to the public holds licentious parties at home, then it will be in the public interest to expose his hypocrisy by snooping into his private life. It can be seen from these that the Privacy Commissioner's ruling does not affect the work of responsible journalists, though it does mean that the media should not abuse their power in the name of the public interest. At the same time, the ruling tells the artists and other people that where matters of legitimate public concern are involved, it is perfectly legal and socially acceptable for the media to snoop on them. Compared with the Privacy Commissioner's ruling, the government's plan to criminalize stalking is a greater cause for concern to media workers. In the past few days, Leong Chun-ying, the chief executive-elect, has reassured us again and again that the freedoms Hong Kong people enjoy today will not change in his term of office. We hope that when he assumes office, he will review the proposal to criminalize stalking so that Hong Kong's core values, which include civil liberty and freedom of the press, may not suffer. Thanks for listening to this Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by Nathan Axis for lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly U.